Tattoos, though an old phenomenon, have gradually resurfaced to become a modern-day fashion. Tattoos have become popular around the world as a type of decorative body art. The tattoo craze is commonly cited among superstars in the entertainment industry. We delve into the origin, reasons, and health implications of tattoos in this feature by Priscilla Owusu-Ansa.
Tattoos are popular around the world as a type of decorative body art or modification. They are made by inserting colored pigments into the skin with the use of a needle or a specialized machine for the purpose. The word tattoo is believed to have come from a Tahitian word tatu, which means mark something. It is arguably claimed that tattooing has existed since 12,000 years before the birth of Christ. The purpose of tattooing varies from culture to culture and its place and time. In some parts of the world throughout history, they have usually signified membership of a clan or a particular society. Among the Romans, criminals and slaves were given tattoos to show their status. In the Ghanaian society, the oldest form of tattoos are tribal markings, names of the wearer, and their hometown. With time, tattoo images have changed to become fancy ones, such as roses, insects, names of loved ones, and stars. But one will wonder why a person would want to have permanent images on his or her body. Doreen Avio is a university student who has two different tattoos on her skin.
Now I have a rosy-like flowery tattoo at the back of my shoulder, and with that type I also have some of the music designs in it. I love music a lot. It inspired me to do something, and of course I decided to do it on my body. I had it for at least a year. So far I think it has been beautiful. I didn't get any effect or anything. I was a bit scared because of the needles I saw and everything, but I realized that it depends on how you want to do it. People who do big tattoos, I usually use big needles. Mine was a bit cute, so it was small needle. With my family, you know, the old folks, when they see, they get irritated. Sometimes they get upset and even want to know why you would even think of doing it. A couple of people around me, when they see, they go like, hey, you have a tattoo, and then they go like, oh, let me see. You show it to them, they're like, oh, it's nice, it's nice. There are a couple of them, they go like, oh, you shouldn't have done it, because even in the Bible it says that you shouldn't do it. Some people do just see you differently, like you're a bad girl, that is why you have done the tattoo. It should be a brave person to actually have a tattoo and show it around without bothering who is going to talk or what somebody is going to say about you.
For those who are yet to get a permanent tattoo, think about it carefully, for you might regret it at some point in life, as in the case of Adam Tulasi.
The tattoo that I have is a panther, and it's a type of a cat.
I guess when I went to do it, I saw the designs, and when I saw that of the panther, I got drawn to it. I said to myself, well, this will look good on me, so why not? For me, I think I was young, out of sheer stupidity and curiosity. It still remains my biggest regret in life, but it is something I have to deal with. Well, I've had it close to 12 years now, but if there was a way that I could get rid of it, why not? I'll go for it.
The process of getting a tattoo is a tedious one, both for the artist and the recipient, as it takes hours and a minimum level of physical pain. That is, if the sound of the tattoo machine does not scare you off first. Anthony Jefferson Hansen is a tattoo artist with a Fusion Spa located within the Accra shopping mall.
First question I ask every client is, I would like to see your deepest cut you've ever had. The way your cut heals will tell me if you can get a tattoo or not. And the moment you come to me, I have to be able to judge whether you've toned down, whether you've bleached. Because if the epiderm is not there, your tattoo will give you keloids, because you don't have enough flesh to hold the ink inside or to sustain the cut. And after every tattoo, no matter how big or small, you need to wait for 6 months before you can donate blood. No matter how organic the ink is, because it's a new thing being introduced to the system. And so it has to be excreted out. And the most important thing is not to regret doing it. And if you wouldn't regret, it will show from the beginning.
Tattoo,
I will call it bearable, because who likes pain? Like a scratch on a sunburn. Like you've scratched your hand on something, you see that sharp burn. The least could be like 40 45 minutes. Yes, because you are not writing on the paper. You're writing on the human skin, holding your breath to make every line accurate. Inhale and exhale, then you start again.
It is also very expensive, as expected of something that can last a lifetime.
My list of tattoo is 100 cedis. Yes. So it starts from there going. After about, you can dash me your car because you can't pay. The size tells me the least of time I'm spending with you. And if I'm spending an hour with you, it's $90 for 1 hour. All these are stars. Most of them, both foreign and Ghana, can do tattoos outside. Not like they can't pay, but the price is outrageous. Tattoo, like any other art, is priceless.
Do tattoos have any side effects as perceived by a lot of people? Let's find out from a skin specialist, otherwise known as a dermatologist, Professor Edmond Dele of the Rabito Health Services.
In modern times, the question of tattooing has come, and the young people are so moved by this desire to tattoo their skins that we are getting worried that if they do not take the necessary precautions, there might be some health hazards that they may get without knowing. One first hazard is that the tattoo that you use, the coloring that you use, will irritate the skin. The needles or the instruments used for tattooing, if they are not well sterilized, can lead to infections of the skin. And some of the infections which are easily done, we know quite well, are things like hepatitis and even like HIV, which can be transmitted from blood to blood. Another thing we know is that these tattoos, they use metals, and some of these metals give rise to what we call foreign body granulomas, you see. And of course, if this is not done under expert hands, it can lead to other things, like eventually scarring your face, and there is even evidence that some of them, which contain, can go deep into the skin if it's not well done, and can affect organs like the kidney and even like the brain. So it's not something that should be taken lightly. We must be sure that those who discourage as much as possible, all young people who want to do the tattoo, also because it is not very easy for you to remove the tattoo when you don't want them.
What is the general perception of tattoos among the Ghanaian public?
For me, I think it's cool. I don't have anything wrong with somebody who wants a tattoo. I mean, it's a choice, so I don't have one because it's against my religion to have a tattoo. You are seen to be a worldly person when you have it.
I would say I wouldn't go for a tattoo, and I wouldn't urge someone to go for it, because looking at it from a Christian perspective, I'm a Christian. My point of view, I wouldn't go for a tattoo. I would never urge someone to go for it. Nevertheless, should I see someone with it, I won't judge that person.
The tattoo itself, I think, may have effect on you. To me, when people see you with that tattoo, they classify you in certain groups, and I think as a Christian, I think it's not advisable that you allow your child to involve herself or himself in that kind of a tattoo.
From personal point of view, I don't think there's anything wrong. But you know, in this world, we don't just live, we live with principles. We live in a society and culture, okay? And looking at tattoo, it has not been part of us. It's not our culture. And when it comes to principle, we have a religious principle, okay? It has never been part of it. So that is where it's emanating from, I don't know. But personally, I've not gone into detail to find out what is really bad or wrong about it.
For those who are wondering what the Christian perspective on tattoos is, this is what Deacon Samuel Poku of the International Central Gospel Church, Abeka, had to say.
As Christians, whatever we do is guided by faith. The question we ask ourselves as Christians is that, how do I feel if I tattoo? Am I okay? Does my conscience tell me something? So for me, tattoo goes more than just the faith. It goes to the individual. How do you feel about it? If your conscience doesn't prick you and you're okay with it, the Bible doesn't encourage us to put any tattoos on our body. And to buttress that point, we're going to Romans chapter 14. Anything not done in faith, if you have your doubts about tattoo as a believer, you don't have to go into it, because you go into it doubting.
So religion, health, or fashion, which supersedes the other? For whatever reason, a person may or may not get a tattoo. It is a phenomenon that is here to stay.
You're on my heart just like a tattoo. Just like a tattoo.
Priscilla Owusu-Ansah with feature on tattoos.